What's up, DV? Welcome to the Downtrade Podcast with Group 3. I'm your today's host, and we're going to have four topics we're going to explain today. We're going to talk about our favorite movie, TV show, album, and game. We have our members here. We have Andrew. Say what's up.
Hey, what's good, y'all?
We got Brandon.
What's good, James? How's it going, man?
What's up? What's up? And we got Henry. Say what's up.
Yo.
All right. So let's get it started. Andrew, take it away.
Yeah, so you know, it's Andrew, editor of Group 3, right? I got a movie for y'all to watch, highly recommend. It's known as Tenet. You can basically stream it on YouTube, Amazon Prime, Google Play, and it'll soon be on Netflix. It's a movie that basically came out like last year, 2020. I basically portray it as the best movie of 2020. It has actors such as John David Washington, who plays the protagonist, Robert Pattinson, who plays Neil, the protagonist's best friend, Elizabeth Debicki, who plays Kat, the antagonist's wife, and Kenneth Branagh, who plays Andre Sator, who is the antagonist. Also forgot to mention that the movie was directed by Christopher Nolan, so y'all go check out him. He got some pretty great stuff, I believe.
Yeah, I think I heard.
But the genre of the movie would be like science fiction and action thriller. Yeah, that's a pretty common genre, but the way this movie does it is just in a whole new light in general. I believe y'all should go out and watch it because it's a captivating movie that does like an amazing job at exploring another aspect of time travel, right? And the main plot is basically for the protagonist to save the world from the future in its past, right? And yeah, I guess any questions?
Go ahead, James.
Damn, it was so like, what makes it like different from like the other movies? Do you think?
Yeah, that's
what I was gonna say. This is the best. Like,
it's so like astounding to you. What made it like that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I would answer that by saying, it's a time travel movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the way that they handle time travel is a bit different. Like, it's not like the simple, oh, you know, you go back to the past and jump into the future. Mm. No. They play more with the laws of time travel, bringing in a new aspect, which is like the inversion, right? And basically, the inversion is like anything that goes forward in time goes backwards in time, and it all happens in real time, like at the exact same time. So it's like in the movie. like when you're progressing through the movie, I mean, you gotta watch it to be honest. But like when you watch the movie and stuff, we're gonna go forward in time in the movie, right? Mm. But then there's a lot of little things that you'll see just like going backwards in time, you know, right? And
this gives me Back to the Future vibes.
Kind of.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Nah, I know what you mean. Kind of like you understand, like, oh, that's why that happened. Like,
it's a
movie, but like at first you're kind of confused.
It's definitely one of those movies where you gotta kind of watch it a couple of times to just get everything. First you're gonna be like very confused even by the end of it, but a lot of things that happen in the beginning of the movie, you'll find out why they happen like towards the end of the movie.
I feel you. That's kind of like Inception. You guys watch that movie before?
Yeah,
I heard of it. Example.
You have to watch it like a couple times, or not a couple times, but like at least twice to kind of like fully understand it. Y'all ever be doing like those movie they explained after, like watch those YouTube videos?
I do.
I've done it all the time.
Yeah.
Man, I was doing
that. They're dope.
they're pretty interesting.
Make any sense. Yeah.
How about we play a little clip of the trailer?
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Tennis. Last time it went no tennis.
Yeah, so that was a pretty interesting trailer, as y'all can see.
Man, that was a pretty sick shot, not gonna lie. The shoe, the mud.
Yeah
what was that?
I like the mud thing. The mud was like traveling back in time or something. That looked weird.
Yeah, that's the part I was talking about, like with the inversion. Everything that goes forward, okay, backward. Time. It's crazy, man.
That's pretty dumb.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's move it forward. I'll go. I'm about to talk about Hunter x Hunter from my TV show. You could stream this on AnimeDAO.com, or you could also watch it on Crunchyroll, but you'd have to pay a subscription. But we all like to watch things for free, so I'd recommend AnimeDAO.com.
That's true.
So this anime was like, it was originally released like 1999, but they had a revamp version and it looks way better. But I still respect the old one. Yeah, the revamp was super dope, but I still respect the other one. Looks,
yeah, I like the old one for just like the original plot and everything, but I think the newer one it does a much better job at just like portraying everything with both story and visuals.
Yeah,
it
looks
you watch
beautiful.
Both?
Hunter.
No, I didn't watch it both.
Hunter.
Dude, I'm about
my favorite anime,
one,
bro.
No cap, bro. Right, let's get back. Yeah. So it has 148 episodes, and I'm not sure. I think it's still going in the manga, and I don't know if the author is. Is it?
It is.
I've seen, bro. Hopefully they make some more, bro. That show is
dope. I heard that the author has kind of been like on a hiatus with it, and like the manga right now, it's more informational than it is action and just like good story, basically, right? Yeah. So I've heard from like a lot of the readers that it's not even like worth continuing if you're to read the manga because it's just a bunch of information.
Dang.
Yeah, Brendan, you watching it right now, you better have high hopes, and your high hopes will be fulfilled, bro. I'm telling you.
Dude, it's like...
I'm watching it right now. I'm confused.
Wait, what'd you say?
It's good, been good. I was like, how's it gonna come fit all that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm telling you, bro. Just have high hopes. Just have high hopes.
For real.
It's perfect for like new anime watchers. It's like if you like Naruto or I don't know, it's just like a good starter anime.
Yeah, and even if like you don't like Naruto, like if you're just getting into anime, it's definitely the way to go. Hunter x Hunter will just get you going.
Yeah,
I see.
Let's see. And I remember this is like the prime example, like don't judge a book by its cover, because I saw the cover and I'm like, bro, this looks like a cartoon, and I'm like, all right, let me give it a try, and I was like, bro, this changed my view, bro. It was like, it's one of my top five anime, no cap.
I can agree with that.
All right, Andrew, you want to pull up that trailer right quick?
Yeah.
Check it out.
You got it.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah.
When you were just a baby, your father abandoned you to be a hunter. You know that, don't you?
I do.
Gon really did it. He actually caught the master.
I want to find out why it was so important to my dad. That's why I've got to do it. I promise you I'll pass the exam. The next time you see me, I will be a hunter.
There are as many hunter wannabes in this world as there are stars in the sky.
That was pretty interesting. I like
interesting,
that.
Bro.
Man,
the characters they're so lovable, bro. Like you could really root for the main character and also the side characters too. They're all really dope.
Yeah, so that really brought back some old memories, man. Like the main character is not even like a part of like the typical shonen protagonist trope. He's kind of out there if you really dive into his character.
Yeah.
Well,
super dope. Well, any questions, guys?
I recommend this anime to anyone that hasn't watched this anime yet. First comers.
I mean, first comers, most definitely. And if you guys like want to continue the series, even though there's like not another season to be out right now, y'all can go out and like watch the movies they have for it. I haven't personally watched them yet, but I just know they're already heat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, dude, I'm still working on it right now.
What episode are you on right now?
I think I'm pretty deep. I'm like 100 something.
Woo!
That's pretty good.
Are you in the Chimera Ant arc? What are you at?
Chimera Ant arc. That's probably like the darkest part in like the series. I'm pretty sure.
The Chimera Ant arc is super long, but it's super worth at the end.
That's pretty so far.
There's like a lot of character development that happens.
Yeah, that's what I'm missing. A lot of development. Pretty sick.
Yeah. I'm really loving the Killua Gon dynamic that they have in the arc as well. Because like you see them really mature and just a new whole side to them in general.
Man, yeah. I kind of miss Leorio though. I'm not going to lie, dude. He's a god.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Leorio.
I was like,
when they just like cut out Leorio and Kurapika, like, and we were just primarily seeing Gon and Killua, I was like, hey, someone got to go get those two back here. You know what I mean?
Man.
They still part of the story.
For real.
Yeah.
I'll find out.
All right, dope. Make sure to check it out, y'all. Let's keep it moving. Let's listen to Brendan's album.
Brendan? All right, so the album that I'm gonna be talking about is called The Sun's Tirade. It's by Rashad. It's kind of like a slept on art. Like, I mean, he's not really mainstream, but like he has a decent following. You know what I mean, he's a part of he's part of TDE. He's like Kendrick Lamar's.
Dope.
So, part of like that crew, like Absol, Danny Brown, all them. So that's how I started listening. I don't know how I started listening to him. I think maybe my sister played him for me or something. I'm not sure.
Underrated. But
the album was released in 2016. To like stream it or buy it, you can get it on like Apple. I listen on Apple Music because that's what I have. But honestly, like Spotify. Like, honestly, pretty much any music service should have it, so.
Yeah, I personally use Spotify. I got onto Isaiah Rashad, I think, maybe a few years ago. And I was pretty surprised to see that he was, like, a really underground artist because he definitely had potential to, you know, go higher.
Bro, he has so much potential. Did you see him on the Double XL freestyle?
When? What year?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I think it was the one with Chance on it, though, too.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that one. I've seen the one with Chance. That was a pretty good one, too. I'm not going to lie.
I think that's when I first started listening. Or maybe, I don't know. I started listening to him probably, like, 2017. I think I listened to his album, like, 2017, something like that.
I got into him, like, freshman year. And I got into him through, like, a different artist. Like, he was doing, like, a collab. Featured on like, a song of a different artist or something. And I just got into him through that.
Yeah. Yeah, he collabs a lot with, like, obviously the other top dog entertainment rappers like Kendrick.
Yeah,
he has some songs with SZA and stuff. It's pretty sick. But yeah, and then I said the mood and the vibe of it's like really chill, honestly, like a laid back.
He's definitely some like, he's definitely the type of guy I'd listen to either at night or just like when I'm just going about my day.
You have to put on earbuds and just like blast it by yourself. Like, honestly, walking through the hallways of school.
He's a vibe.
That's what I did. Like, literally walked through school with it on.
Car ride.
And that's exactly why I said, like, why it's worth your time. I said it's, like, very vibey. You're still in your headphones while you're walking. It's laid back. And then I said it also explores, like, different aspects of life, though. Because I was doing more research before the podcast to make like about the songs, because I kind of knew what they're about, but you don't really like, honestly, I'm one of those guys that don't like
pay attention to lyrics.
Because there's some people that really like taking the lyrics.
It's important for both the lyrics and how the song makes you feel. Like when people listen to music, I'm thinking that they get really into it, not because of what they're saying, but because of like how they're saying it and just like what the vibe is.
Yeah.
And then after maybe some time, like a few months or something, they actually start listening to what they're saying. And then it's like a whole new atmosphere that they listen to.
What type of listener do you think you are? Are you the type of guy that like listens to the words, the lyrics right away? Or just like vibe with the song?
I used to be the type of guy to like just vibe at first and then listen later. But like nowadays, I'm more doing both. Like I'm vibing, I'm listening to what he's saying.
Yeah, I think...
It's much better to vibe and listen at the same time than to like vibe now and then listen later.
No, you're right. I'm trying to be like get like that more, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And then certain songs, I said like the song B-Day, it's like reflections on race. Free Lunch is like youth. Dressed Like Rappers, depression. For the Squad's like with your boys, you know what I mean?
Okay.
My personal favorite from him, I think, is Stuck in the Mud. Featured
I love Stuck in the Mud too. Man, that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very iconic song.
Yeah.
It's a very iconic
song. I don't know. I was looking up reviews of it too. Like, he had some kind of like critics on it too. Like, they didn't really like it that much, is what I noticed. Like, they liked like the first half, but the second half. But honestly, I kind of liked the whole thing. Like, I pretty much. Like, honestly, it's one of those albums I could just put on and, like, any song that pops up I like. You know what I mean? That's why I chose it.
Yeah. Like, honestly, that song is a song you can put on in any mood. Doesn't matter if you're chilling. Doesn't matter if you're, like, out being active or something. Or even you're in your feels or something, bro, you can just put on Stuck in the Mud and it really just gets you going.
Man, bro, it clutches you with that pressure. Like, when you're on the aux, like, playing music for all your friends, like, oh, what song next, dude?
Yeah.
Man, dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to get stuck in a mud. Really
the track, yeah, you know what I mean?
You know when you play those songs and your friends make that face? It's like, hey, let's go.
And then when you like look, you hear them listen to it.
Yeah, and they start making that squinting face. Like, let's go, bro. They like it.
Man, dude, that's the best ever. All right.
Yeah.
You want to put the audio clip now?
Yeah. Let's play it.
All right. Yeah. So this is What's Wrong, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That was
dope.
Pretty good.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
Match.
Yeah. I'm really in love with that track.
I feel like it's not exactly rap is not exactly my cup of tea, but I can see myself vibing to this song in the car or something.
Super vibey, bro.
Yeah,
and it's just like the chill, laid back slot type of song, dude. Like the beat. All right, so yeah, that's mine. That's my album, The Sun's Tirade.
Cool. Okay.
Thank you. Let's move it to Henry. Let's talk about your game, bro.
All right, my game. Yeah. I recommend to all PC players out there, Windows players. Hey, check out Valorant, guys. Valorant for free, guys. It's so fun.
It is a good game.
It's a pretty good game for a free game. But
when you're passing the time, bro, just play Valorant.
But like,
bro, never played Valorant, bro.
For real?
Yeah. Val, to be honest, Val is a pretty hard game to play. Very competitive, if you guys are into competitive kind of stuff.
Pretty much.
Yeah, basically.
It's definitely like, you know, like a love and hate game. At times, you're like, oh, I love this game. And then at times, you're just like, I hate this game, bro. It's just trash.
I think that's what keeps you so addicted, bro.
Addicted, bro. It's just like just to be the best or just good in general at the game is what keeps people locked in.
So Valorant is made by the company Riot Games, and Riot Games is a company that also made the game League of Legends 2, which is another competitive game.
Which is
pretty cool. That you guys should check out that game too. That game is pretty hard-headed too. Yeah,
gives me a headache, I'm not gonna lie.
I've seen a lot of people play League of Legends, but it's never really been my cup of tea either.
Valorant League hurts my head, you know. And Valorant was released in June 2nd, 2020. That was when the beta came out, and that's when I personally didn't play beta, but I heard beta was pretty fun.
I didn't know it was that new.
Yeah, it's pretty recent.
I was there like when it came out.
Yeah, the game's pretty recent. I didn't play for the beta, but it's still pretty fun, even beta or not. I started playing and like when it started getting known, like in like September, October. When it started getting like notice, that's when I started playing. Valorant esports also came out in June too. Everyone created teams, their esport created teams, and then now 2021, the esports has became big. A lot of esports players are making a lot of money.
An esports player now.
Yeah, I heard of it now, man. I mean, it's been like, I just like heard like videos and stuff and like the tournaments and all that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because like it's in quarantine and everything, people just at home. And, like, there's nothing to do. They're really on games now. Yeah. So, I mean, like, it's a loss for the rest of the world, but these gaming companies are really making money.
Man, that's for sure.
Valorant for sure making a lot of money. It's a free game, but remember, it comes at a price because the skins are so cool. Valorant skins are so dope, but they are expensive and no one cares. All the streamers are buying it. They are making so much money.
Like how much?
That's true. A whole bundle
is a good $80 or more.
$80?
$80? Okay, that's cap.
I bought one for $90.
There's no one. You bought a skin, bro. You could put your money somewhere else. It was worth every penny, bro.
It was worth every penny.
I thought you said it wasn't worth it, bro.
I only said, how
many skins, though?
It's like a bundle has like 5 skins plus a knife. So it's like 6 or something.
Bro, so you're saying you're like you get 6 skins for the price of 90? Dang,
bro, it's worth it if you buy it, but if you actually buy it and experience it, it feels pretty good.
I feel like if I got it for free, I'd be happy, but I wouldn't go out and buy it. I mean, I personally don't buy like in-game stuff unless it's like something I'm really committed to.
I recommend this game to a lot of PC players out there, especially the people who play CSGO when they're younger or anything. CSGO players, a lot of CSGO players.
What game do you compare it to, kind of?
I compare Valorant a lot to CSGO, if you ever seen CSGO.
Yeah, I agree. CSGO
and Valorant are like the same concept a bit. Yeah.
It's the same game, but Valorant just has powers. Yeah. Valorant has powers, and CSGO is like militarized.
What else? Okay. What other game? I'm basically like any FPS game possible, I'm pretty sure.
It does FPS right, I'm going to say that.
Yeah, it's a pretty good first-person shooter game. Yeah.
It's fun. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of esports players are making... We actually had a esports masters game today, semifinals. It was Sentinels versus FaZe. Yeah, it's a pretty good game. We could check out the highlights right now. It's pretty good.
A bit more timid early on from FaZe as they start to push forward. Now they've
gotten to the bracket spot, and this is normally where things get hot. Some
dope gameplay. Things very quickly. Rave,
as soon as they started, they come to a screeching halt. It looks pretty left alone. And if you're FaZe here, understand there's not. I don't know, dude. I'm still thinking about that 90.
I don't know. Like in the bundle, it comes with a knife, and usually a knife is like
wow, this like is a pretty intense
$40,
game.
Bro.
Yeah,
$40.
So, yeah, like, and you'll get like 5 more skins to come with it. So
wait, what is a knife? It gives you like a skill boost or what?
No, bro, it's cosmetics. It just looks cool, bro.
So like, so you know how CS:GO has those knives? You know CS:GO has those cool knives like Karambit and Butterfly. You know those, Rendon? It's like that, bro. It's just cosmetics.
I mean, the skins are really good too. Like, I'm not even gonna cap. I feel like if the bundle packs were cheaper, like let's say it's 90 right now, if it was like $30 or something, like a third of the price,
that's how Riot Games is fooling us, bro. That's how they be making money, bro.
If they just cut the price to a third, bro, I'd consider it. You know,
the streamers out here, like Shroud and all these like Freakazoid and all these streamers out here are paying big money on this game. It's insane.
But that's because like streaming is their income. They can put money into buying skins because they get money from
exactly. So Riot Games is basically making bank right now. That's all I'm trying to say.
That's true. And a lot of people watch Valorant.
You said what?
Like, do you like are looked up as cool? Like, what if you have like the default skin?
Oh, like a- no, but- this game in Valorant, if you have a skin and you're complete dog, then you're seen as really bad at the game. But
yeah,
there's at times where you don't need a skin to look cool or be good player, you know.
Yeah, it's even, I mean, the default skin looks fine too, but like, I've seen more skilled default skins players than skilled like skinned players. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they'd be smurfing, bro.
For real.
Yeah, the esports of Valorant esports has become really big. What their North America Masters is called their esports tournament right now. The Masters.
Yeah.
Their Masters is. First place winner gets $60,000. It's pretty huge for a new 1 year game like this.
Yeah, I didn't know. So.
Yeah, the game's gotten pretty big over the past year.
And
it's pretty crazy.
Because of pandemic.
Yeah,
that's true. It's pretty pandemic crazy. Has been crazy.
But yeah, I recommend this game to all you FPS shooters out there. Yeah, it's pretty fun. If you guys like this game, check it out. I don't think Mac players can play though.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
They can. I used to have
all y'all Windows players.
Yeah, all you laptop Windows players, all you PC players, check this game out for sure. Recommended, bro.
It didn't take too much to run too. So. Yeah,
this game will blow your brains out, but it's okay, you know. It's all good. But yeah, that's it about my my game.
All
right, for sure, bro.
Pretty good, bro.
Thank you, Henry. Pretty good. Thank you, Henry. All right, I think that concludes our Downstream podcast for this week. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure to tune into next week's episode 4, Group 4's Downstream podcast, and we'll see you guys later.
Peace out.
Peace.